last sentence of the passage we studied yesterday should be explained a little more, because translation is not so good. I said we should study the truth that there is the approach to Buddha where we are taking advantage of. I have to say something about this. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I can say we should clarify the principle or truth or principle is okay. The principle that there is the approach to Buddha's at the place where we are moving in the deep course of the practice, we are practicing. In Japanese we say nenjo, literally at the place where we take a form of, that is nenjo. You know the stories of Buddha Shakyamuni when he transmitted his Dharma in front of the assembly. He took the Uttambala flower and showed it to the assembly, and the Mahakashapa smiled. Mahakashapa responded to the Buddha Shakyamuni's demonstration with smile. That means taking the Uttambala flower and showing it to the assembly. Simultaneously there is some response from audience, from the assembly. So nenjo means at the place where we take a form, is we can take something anyway. You can take something and then you can communicate. You can have dynamic communications. If you want to compose a poem about nature or wilderness and the beauty of their existence, whatever, anyway, you have to move toward first. Anyway, so see the nature, be with the nature. That is, then simultaneously you can have dynamic communication between the nature and you. That is the actual place where we take form of something, literally meaning. But that means actual place where we are using something. Using is not a good term. I don't know. So, practice, actually, practice. I think if you read the book of Refining Your Life, Dogen Zenji mentions about that. For instance, taking a piece of vegetables and build up Buddha's temple, Buddha world. That means, it depends on your practice, whether you kill the vegetable or you make a life of vegetable alive. aiming at the human life for long run. If your range is very short, I think this vegetable is there just for eating, for breakfast and dinners itself. But if you deal with a vegetable, piece of vegetable, for taking care of the people who practice in Buddha way, life after life, at that time, anyway, you have to take care of a piece of vegetable with very careful, compassionate, you know, spirit. So then naturally a different world is open, blooming. From the world is blooming in a different way completely. So that is a nenjo, at the place, and place means the occasion to time and space. So at the place or on the occasion, on the occasion of dealing with a piece of a vegetable, and then that occasion and the place is very important for us to build what? Human egoistic world, or individual egoistic world, or Buddhist world. That place is very important. That is called Buddha. Anywhere Buddha, you can do anything. You can do anything that at that place. You can be bank robber. You can be pickpocket. You know. You can be you can do gassho at that moment, on that occasion. So it really depends on you, depends on your practice. What would you do? So that's why this is a nenjo. At that time, that place or occasion is really opening to you to reach Buddha's world, or helping human being, or creating human egoistic world. It depends on your practice, attitude toward that, how to deal with that place or opportunity, occasion. So that's what that is, the meaning of this last sentence, okay? So I don't know how can I translate it. So this translation is completely different way. It doesn't make sense for me. So we should clarify that principle or the truth. That is a really truth. Open, universal to everyone. Regardless of whether you become a Buddhist or not, Christian or non-Christians, it's really universal. So that is, we should study that truth, principle, open to everyone, or trees, birds, everything, that there is a road, or pathway, the approach, at the place where we are moving in the deep course of the practice. And then next, Dogen Zenji takes the method of washing the robe as example. Next passage. Let me read first. For example, it is just like the method of washing a robe. Water is contaminated by the robe. The robe is soaked in water. Although the robe is clean with the aid of water and by changing water, water is still being used and the robe is being washed. More than one or two washings are necessary, and we shouldn't rest until it is clean. When the water is used up, we put more water in. We wash the clean robe again to make it cleaner. It is good for the robe to be clean that all kinds of water are used. We must clarify the principle that there is a fish in dirty water. This passage in this, in the context of this passage, there is something more than a method of washing the robe. But as an example, he takes a method of washing robe, but this is a method of Buddhist practice. So I would like to explain a little bit about this. It is, for example, it is just like the method of washing a robe. Water is contaminated by the robe. This example is really cross relation with the last passage sentence of previous passage we studied yesterday. I mentioned that we should study the principle that is the approach at the place where we are practicing. It's really, that is this paragraph we are studying today is nothing but explanation of last sentence of previous passage about the opportunity or place where we are practicing. What is the place, what is opportunity, occasion, where we are practicing? So, it is just like the water is contaminated by the robe. The robe is soaked in water. This is when you wash the clothes, robe, okay, so or rakusu. Anyway, you have to soak. You have to soak the robe in water. Simultaneously, water is contaminated by the robe. It means subject and object. Simultaneously, you have to deal with, instead of watching, you know, instead of watching something in the distance without doing anything. Anyway, if you want to clean the robe, well, put it in the water. You have to wash. That is the place. That is the place and occasion you can have open road to pass through. That is, that's why he says water is. If you do something simultaneously, water is contaminated. In other words, if you look at the, if you want to do zazen, then do zazen anyway. Simultaneously, zazen is contaminated by you. And you are immediately soaked in zazen. Simultaneously. That is called the place after the place you are practicing on the occasion you are practicing there. And then something happens anyway, very naturally, Zazen and you are communicating in dynamically anyway. And next he says, although the robe is clean with aid of water and by changing water, water is still being used and the robe is being washed. This is a little bit, do you understand this one? Well, although the robe is clean with the aid of water and by changing the water, means anyway, if you want to clean the robe, anyway, you have to use the water. And also, you have to change the water again and again. If you want to do that, then anyway, you should use the anyway. And again, you have to change the zazen anyway. Because every session is different, don't you think so? So you should change the session, spirit of session. In other words, change the session means, change the water means, you must be fresh, always. You know? Otherwise, your spirit must be fresh. Spirit of Sesshin must be fresh every time. That is a change the water, okay? Change the water constantly until it's clean. So that is the point he says, okay? And the robe is clean with the aid of water and by changing water. But clean means, you should remember, Dogen Zen says water is contaminated by robe. Already there is subject and object. See, in the light of a human concept, okay, already there is. So water is, zazen is contaminated, you are soaked in zazen, you know. So you are always thinking. So if you see the contaminated zazen, you don't like it, you know. So you want to clean the zazen. But if you start to wash the robe, so-called practitioner, anyway, simultaneously, water is contaminated by the practitioner. That's pretty natural. And even though you see the contaminated water, constantly you should use the water. Nothing else. Anyway, if you want to do zazen, anyway, use the zazen, whatever happens, under all circumstances, up, down, up, down. Anyway, whatever, under all circumstances, anyway, continually to use the water. Zazen. But we don't do it in that way. When you feel boring, you don't like it. So you want to get out from zazen and using something else. Because there are lots of things by what you are captured. Fantastic thing in this world. So, I think if you feel boring, I don't think it's necessary to do zazen. I understand that. If you want to do something else, you can do it. But remember, if you want to be a painter, anyway, you have to be painter. How? You should wash by the canvas and the watercolors. Anyway, constantly using the watercolors. Even though you feel boring, even though you see the success, or even though you see the failure of becoming painter, anyway, using the paint. Constantly. And changing the water. Again and again. Just like a practitioner of the dancer, always dancing practice, you know. If you want to be dancer, you have to be, you have to continually use the water, so called dance. So nothing else. But the most people want to practice dance only when they feel good. That's very common. But if you want to be dancer anyway, you have to continually use the water. That's the point in this sentence. So although the love is clean with the aid of water and by changing water, water is still being used. And the robe is being washed. Anyway, it's communications. Dynamic communication is taking place anyway, occurred constantly. Then next, he says, more than one or two washings are necessary and we shouldn't rest until it is clean. When the water is used up, we put more water in, we wash the clean robe again to make it cleaner. This is also a very important point for practice. More than one or two washings are necessary. Maybe one or two, maybe countless number, countless times you have to wash. And we shouldn't rest until it is clean. Anyway, we shouldn't rest until it is clean. Constantly we have to keep washing. So that is a practice of dancer, practice of becoming painter, practice of poet, practice of a professional job, anyway. And when the water is used up, we put more water in. Sometimes you completely lose the spirit, and sometimes you feel disappointed. But at that time, anyway, pour the water again means the listening to Buddha's teaching again. Open yourself anyway, and listen to and contemplate what you have written and practice. Continue. So that is when the water is used up, we put more water in. We wash the clean robe again to make it cleaner. Anyway, we have to wash the clean robe. We are clean robe. Nevertheless, we have to wash the clean robe. Because we are Buddha. If we are Buddha, why is it we have to do the Zen? You know? We are already Buddha, that's why we have to, anyway, wash the Buddha. Means not to keep away from the dust. You know, if you are Buddha, just a clean mirror. You know, the that practice cleaning the washing the clean robe doesn't mean to keep away from of the dust, or or what can I say? Interrupt me, okay? Not interrupt, not touch subject, practitioner, okay? Two ways. You always, if you want to practice, you always say, don't touch me, you know, because I want to be a pure guy. Or, if you want to keep pure guy, you say, get away. You know, you say, get away, so you don't want to. Anything dirty. So that's very common, do you understand? In moral sense, you do always like this. But that is kind of a very aggressive practice. Very aggressive, greedy practice. It's not religious practice. Religious practice is more warm and deep and compassionate. Preserving the autumn crops in the stars. Do you understand? We say, preserve the seed of Buddha nature. Preserve. The seed of Buddha nature. You are Buddha. So you are Buddha means, your Buddha means perfect, ripe, you know, autumn crops, persimmons, or sweet potato. But you have to preserve it. Preserve it. For long. When I was at the temple, during the winter time, we don't have food so much. So, sweet potato, we had lots of sweet potatoes given, offered by the people. So, I made a big hole on the floor, you know, dug out, you know, and then put the dirt around, keeping away from the wet, humidity it's there. Do you understand? And then put the rice straw, you know, or skin of a rice, what would you say?
Bran?
Hmm?
Oh.
Chew.
I think you mean chew.
You know, the outside of the rice, you know. That's very nice to keeping something warm. It's not so warm, but keeping away from wet humidity. So I made a hole and put that. And then I put the sweet potato in it. Okay, and then you can preserve for long. That's pretty nice. But I made the hole and putting the dirt around. The watching carefully, the stuffing up in the holes everywhere, but tiny holes there, and the wind comes in, cold wind blowing into that hole, and then the potatoes rot. But with my But I tried to make a hole very carefully, but there's still lots of holes there. So, instead of keeping away or don't touch me, etc., anyway, here is already a nice, sweet potato, you know, crops in autumn. So we have to preserve this one. In order to, instead of getting away, instead of kicking out the rats and mice and to keep the sweet potato, we try to make a nice hole, you know, storage. Watching carefully, anyway, taking best care of that storage. That's it. But unfortunately, or fortunately, lots of holes there. Now, by intellect sense, we try to check and find out the hole and fix it. But still lots of holes. You understand? In my village, one of the young guys who mended the wooden bucket. And then my master asked him to fix one of his bucket, wooden bucket. So he said, yes, I do. So he did it. And he brought that bucket to the temple, and after that, my teacher used that bucket. But still water is leaking. So later, my teacher called, this guy visited temple, my master says, bucket you have fixed? Is not good enough because water is leaking. And then that guy says, the water in the temple is very delicate, isn't it? More than the other water in the village. So my master was rushing. He couldn't mad at him. Do you understand? That's a nice story anyway. So that is our practice. Do you understand that meaning? Instead of your mind is always going out to the object or to the subject. Yeah? Instead of preserving seed of Buddha nature, crops, himself. Okay? In order to preserve the crops, your mind shouldn't go to the object or to the subject. You know? Do you understand? If your mind goes to the object, that's very aggressive. If you go to yourself, that's very arrogant. And you think, oh, I am pure guys, so don't touch me. You always say something like people say so, don't touch me. Oh, always protecting yourself. So protecting yourself or keeping away from object, that's always common, very common practice for us. But that is cause of aggressive greediness and also arrogance. Okay? So in the story, the Tozen Zen masters, you know, the one of the disciples of a Tozan practice in the heart of the mountains, and Usually he went down to the temple to have the meal, but one day he stopped coming down to have a meal. So the Tozan sent one of his disciples to check what's going on there. So the disciple says, why didn't you come down to the temple to have a meal? So that monk says, it's not necessary for me to come down because angels brought food to him, serve him. Do you have the angel? And then monks came back to the Tozan Zen master and told that stories. And then Tozan Zen just said, I will go see him later. So he went to see him and he said, I have thought that you had been very nice, excellent monks among my disciples, but still you are talking about the angels offering the food. That's ridiculous. because there is a little hole, you know. Little holes, the hole, tiny hole, the water leaking through that hole. Anyway, angels find that hole and come in. But if your practice is perfect, there is no hole. So no one can comes in. Do you understand? Even though temple water, the water in the temple, which is very delicate, more than other water, but still, even that water cannot come in. So that's why they finally told them they must burn out that hut. So he couldn't stay over there, so he came down to and live with the monks. So that means Tozan Zen master found the very strong arrogance within this monk's life, because always, you know, keeping away something, for keeping away from object or protecting himself, whatever. In order to protect yourself, you can see something wrong or you can see something good. Whatever you see. Anyway, that is a cause of arrogance. So that is not the Buddhist practice, because Buddhist practice is very warm, compassionate. Compassionate. Very compassionate. So, that's why Dogen Zenji mentions, in the Shobo Genzo, he mentions something like this. Hearing the proclaiming the Dharma, life after life, existence after existence, is to hear the Dharma world after world. We can hear in our present existence the Dharma which has been transmitted from the past up to the present. Within the Dharma there is creation and destruction. Therefore, if we rightly transmit the Dharma throughout the entire universe of the ten directions, we can hear it life after life and practice it existence after existence. Since the Dharma is actualized life after life and manifested in existence after existence. So, washing the clean robe, in other words, preserving the seed of Buddha, Buddha nature, preserving the crops in the autumn, that practice is something going constantly. You don't know when. When you are preserved perfectly, you don't know when small holes appear in storage. So you have to, anyway, take best care of storage. Storage means the circumstances, your human body, human mind, anyway, and people. Taken care of with our best. Then we don't know when you complete your practice, the practice of preserving the crops. We don't know. We don't know when the failure of the preserving, we don't know. So constantly we have to do. Even though materialistically you preserve something perfectly, but the weathers, you know, the everything, circumstances are changing. So we don't know what's happening. So we have to do our best to take best care of storage in order to preserve the seed of Buddha nature. That is our practice. So, he says, we wash the clean robes again to make it cleaner.